But 2 Corinthians 1, let me show you the basis on which God produces a ministry in us. It's not by head knowledge, as I said. It's not by study. And that's one reason I believe God did not allow printing to be discovered till 1400 AD, because everybody would have thought we can serve God by going to a Bible school. No, they had to depend on the Holy Spirit. That's what he's trying to teach them. If the written scripture was absolutely essential for spiritual progress, God would have allowed printing to be discovered about 100 years before Christ was born. So that as soon as he was born, everybody could have a Bible. I get a message from the fact that God did not allow printing to be discovered for 1,400 years after Christ. We need to depend more upon the Holy Spirit than upon just the book. The book is very important. But without the Holy Spirit, you'll just become a dead Bible scholar like the scribes in the Old Testament who crucified Christ. So 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4 said, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all comfort. And I believe the word comfort means strength. The last four letters of comfort is F-O-R-T, fort. And comfort, who comforts us, who strengthens us in our affliction. What does God do? He allows his children to go through some type of trial. If you're a real disciple of Jesus, I guarantee you will go through trials. If you don't have any trials in your life, I wonder whether you're a disciple at all. Because God allows his children to go through trials just like a parent will send his child to school. Which parent is there who loves his child who does not send his child to school? And in God's economy, the school is a school of trial and affliction. That is his school. And we start in the kindergarten, and you don't remain in the kindergarten forever. We go to grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, deeper and deeper trials. And just like you learn more and more in a school as you go through from one grade to another, in the same way, spiritually, as God leads you through to one level of trial to another level of trial, you learn more. Now, if a person says, I'm fed up of going through these trials, it's like your son saying in second grade, Dad, I'm fed up of going to school. I'd like to just sit at home and not study. So when a Christian says, Lord, enough of these trials. I don't want any more of this. Just leave me alone. Let me live a comfortable life. It's exactly like a child saying, I don't want to go to school anymore. I've had enough of this education. They give me homework to do, and I'm going to study this, and I'm going to memorize that, and I'd rather play games. A lot of Christians, that is their attitude, and that is why they are absolutely useless to the body of Christ. So God's greatest saints, he took them through affliction. The God of all strength, 2 Corinthians 4 gives us strength in our trial. So that, why does he give us strength in our trial? So that we may be able to strengthen others in their trial with the same strength that we got when God strengthened us. Put the word strength instead of comfort there, and you see how meaning comes in. The strength that God gives us in our trial is so that we can communicate that same strength to others who are going through trials with the same strength with which God strengthened us in our trial. So think of a person who's never been through any trial. He's like a child who's never gone to school. What can he teach others? But here, even if you learned a little bit, I used to tell my children that if you're in the third grade, you can teach your younger brother who's in the kindergarten, sure. And when you go to the fourth grade, you can teach your younger brother who's in the first grade. And as you go up to the fifth grade, your younger brother will be in the second grade, you can teach him. So every one of us, you don't have to become a PhD before you become a kindergarten teacher. You just got to know a little more than those kindergarten people. Everybody has got someone who knows less of the Lord than him. I want to say to you, all around you are people who know less of Christ than you do. God has put you among them so that you can strengthen them and teach them the ways of the Lord. So he says, that's the reason why God takes us through this education of trial. And in those trials, one of his main purposes is to break our confidence in our own ability. Now, this is where God's ways are completely different from the ways of the world. In the world, if you apply for a job, they want to see how much self-confidence you have. If you're applying for a managerial job or to be a nurse, a supervising nurse or a doctor in a hospital or a teacher, they want to see how much confidence you have. Or whether you're scared and timid and feel that you know nothing. No, they want to see if you got some confidence in yourself. Are you capable? It's exactly the opposite in God's kingdom. The stronger you are and the more capable you think you are, the less effective you'll be in God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, he has to shatter you so that you recognize this great truth, the most glorious truth for a member of the body that's described in John 15 and verse 5. That's what Jesus said. Without me, you can do zero. Apart from me, you can do absolutely nothing, he said in John 15 and verse 5. Just like a branch in a tree can produce no fruit if it's cut off from the tree. That's the example he uses. That branch can never produce one single fruit by itself. But if it stays in the tree, such lovely apples come through that. And you go and ask the branch, how do you do that? He says, I don't do anything. I just stay in the tree. And the sap, is a picture of the Holy Spirit, keeps flowing. And the branch will say, I don't know how the fruit comes. And I'll tell you this, my brother, sister, from all these years of my experience, I've seen more than 50, 60 years, that we don't even realize how God produces the fruit. We're amazed when the fruit comes. Say, how is that? I didn't do anything. I just leaned on the Lord in helpless dependence upon him, and he somehow made me a blessing to somebody here and a blessing to somebody there. That's exactly what he'll do for you. Don't just say he'll do that for some great servant of God over there. He'll do it for you. But you have to be broken so that you have no confidence in yourself. The opposite of the world, where they say you've got to have self-confidence if you want to do this job. Right, but in the kingdom of God, the more self-confidence you have, the more proud you become, and the more useless you are to God's kingdom. What you need in the kingdom of God is to recognize that without Christ you can do nothing. Nothing means zero. And what you think you're doing for God is just an absolute waste of time. There are people who got great singing ability who think, I can use my singing ability for God's kingdom. No, you can't. You got to go through some shattering experience in your life of trial and brokenness before you can sing, perhaps not so beautifully anymore, but in a way that will bless people like anything because of what you've been through. It's the same way Paul says, I went through many trials, that's what we read in 2 Corinthians 1, so that I could experience God. And then when I share God's word, I'm not just preaching from my head. I'm experiencing preaching from what God taught me in the trials I went through.